Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on December 3rd, 2013 at the Top Hat in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something features 8 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, Promises. This week's story comes to us from Susie Richaud and is titled, A Promise Broken, Thank God. Thank you for listening.
My story involves my family. I happen to have a husband who loves to cook, and he's had several restaurants in town. Well, it turned out about, maybe the third one along, he said, never again. And I know dozens of people heard him say, never again, I'm not going to do another restaurant. So he changed careers, and he decided our home became the first home, private home, of an adult daycare center. And we had a lot of gentlemen who with brain injuries because they survived car and motorcycle accidents. And we had a few elderly. And it just so happens that Ray and I were out. I asked him to help me harvest some of my hedge for flagpoles for the school I was teaching in. We were outside, and we heard this scream and this thud. And we went over to the front gate, and there was one of the typical special transit vehicles arriving at our house to drop off one of our clients. And he happened to be a man with cerebral palsy, and he had just gotten a new automatic electric wheelchair. Well, the driver was teaching another fellow how to do the whole system of driving and picking up and dropping off people. And they inadvertently left the back door of the transit open. And our Charlie was just getting used to his new wheelchair, and he backed himself out the back door. That was the thud. So we went over, and he was rushed to the hospital, and he survived another 6 days. But he never came to. But there was a vigil at the hospital. There was always somebody in his room. And it was during that that life changed for Ray. We started, I think that whole experience was so emotional that he rethought. And one of the people that was holding vigil alongside all of us said, you know, there's this restaurant building that's been empty for a year and a half. The landlord would love to have somebody take it over, and it would really be a sweet deal. And Ray echoed, never again. However, I came into the picture because I had this young high school graduate who hated school, did not want to go to college, and I had another son who is home from his adventures, and he was going to business school at the U of M. And I said, Ray, do it for our sons. Teach him what you know. And so he says to Abe, Abe, what do you think? And Abe is the one that found the word Perugia. We found out that that name in Greek, I think it's called Perugia, means the second coming. We like that idea. Ray had had a restaurant called Emmaus Road, and people off the street would come up to Ray and say, Ray, what about another restaurant? And that was one of the times he'd say, never again. So Abe found this name. He got all excited about it. He wouldn't have to go to college, right? Well, anyway. So then Ray approaches Abe, and he says, Abe, you want to learn to cook? Now, at this point, Abe could make ramen noodles, and he could make macaroni and cheese. That was it. He never even scrambled an egg. And he said, "Sure, Dad." And Ray said, "You have to promise me that you'll never make this your profession." And so Abe says, "Okay." So all that summer, we're working and cleaning up this messy place. I mean, it hadn't been a restaurant in a year and a half, and it had that old oil smell that permeated through the whole thing. So we had fun. It was really fun. And we cleaned up this place. We decorated it. A week before we opened, September 14th, 1995, Abe says to his dad, "Dad, when are you going to teach me how to cook?" And Ray says, "Oh, you'll get it. Just stick close to my elbow." So everything Ray did, Abe was right there. If Ray had to go into the walk-in cooler to get something, Abe was right there. So there it goes. I do remember one time we were at a Christmas party for the Downtown Association, and Ray left Abe alone in the kitchen. This is about a few months after we opened. And the only thing Abe couldn't do was veal scallopini. And we're in the middle of our party, and Ray gets a call, and he says, "I got 5 veal scallopinis on the tickets." So Ray had to leave the party, and he helped him out and came back. But at any rate, time goes by. Ray has seen a lot of people come and go into the restaurant world, people fresh out of culinary school, people who have cooked for years in fast food restaurants and other kinds of restaurants. And Ray says to me around year 5, he says, "Abe has the touch. I think he should go to culinary school." So Ray goes up to Abe about, several months later, and says, "Abe, I think you should go to culinary school." And Abe says, "But Dad, you made me promise." So that's my story, promise. He and Ray says, "Oh, I take it back." So now Abe is having fun cooking too. Good job, Ray.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Thanks to the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge. Bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, film, and performance art. TopHatLounge.com. Jonathan Marquis. Jonathan Marquis is an artist and human in Missoula, Montana. Learn more about him and his art at SubjectToGravity.com. That's Subject2Gravity.com. Matt Rubio, screen printing and graphic design. Learn more about Matt and what he has to offer at RanchHandDesign.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people, rockinrudys.com. And thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and to the storytellers, Gregory T. Johnson, Susie Risho, Samuel Jackson Enemy Hunter, Stephanie Wing, Taj Chelland, John Engen, Amy Rosendahl, Andrea Davis, and Michael Marsalek. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for February 11th at the Top Hat. The theme is, "What Are You Waiting For?" The official Tell Us Something site is tellussomething.org. Thank you again for your support and your interest in live storytelling and local art here in Missoula, Montana.